are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Hope you're having a phenomenal start to your weekend. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Today we're going to be talking about how almost a third of Americans, and we're talking kids, adults, seniors, have high blood pressure. A third, close to a third of Americans have high blood pressure. What is high blood pressure and why, for the love of the Lord, is it that high? We're also going to be talking about, is President Obama sexist? Because he had discussed how and had made a comment about an attorney general and how good looking she was. A lot of big hoopla, lots of I think about nothing. But again, something to talk about. More news on James Holmes that we are going to discuss. Rutgers University still in the news. We're going to discuss about that. And also, some of you that wake up with your cigarette, wake up with a morning cigarette. Could it be putting yourselves more at risk than you know? So, as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your comments, your questions. So please call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, the proportion of Americans, according to WebMD, who have reported they have high blood pressure has now jumped another 10% since 2005. Now, why is that? Why do we have close to 30% of Americans having high blood pressure? So the 10% jump was from a 20%. Well, I remember when I was in medical school, they said about a fifth of us had high blood pressure. Now we're close to a third of Americans having high blood pressure. So some of you are like, oh, well, Dr. Dahlia, it's the salt. I don't know if I want to blame the salt. Haven't we been on this whole anti-salt kick for a while? Right? I mean, you know, it hasn't been in the last couple of years that we've been cutting back our salt. The DASH diet came out 15 years ago. We've been talking about low salt and salt substitutes for years now. Now, I don't know if I want to blame the salt. Is it that we're getting older? Yeah, but younger people have high blood pressure. My guess is we're calling it earlier. That's my guess. Okay? If I think you have high blood pressure, I'm calling it way earlier. Now, what are levels of high blood pressure? Okay, now when I was in training, we didn't even think about you having high blood pressure till you were 140s, maybe 145. And at that time, we still didn't treat you. We're like, well, if you're about 140, 145, diet and exercise. Nowadays, oh, that's high blood pressure. All right, so if you are below 120 over 80, now, okay, remember what these numbers mean. You have your systolic blood pressure and your diastolic blood pressure. Your systolic blood pressure is your beating pressure. That's the pressure that beats the blood. That's the pressure from the heart and the blood vessels where the blood is beating out, the blood is beating high pressure to parts of the body. Your diastolic is the filling pressure. When the blood comes back into the heart, the filling. So we want you below 120 over 80. So if you're 117 over 72, quit calling yourself low blood pressure. You're just normal, okay? Once you hit 120 over 80, now we say you're prehypertensive, all right? If you are 120 over 80 to about 139 over 89, you are prehypertensive. All right, I think my blood pressure was 120 over 78. Now, my doctor wasn't going to call it, right? And I'm usually in the 110s, but after Obama was reelected, it went up some points. And I think, you know, we're just blaming that. But look, those of you 120 over 80, we're already going to be considering you're prehypertensive. Now, for those of you who are 140 over 90, smacked, you know, you're already slapped with a diagnosis of high blood pressure. So if you are 140 over 90, we're calling it. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean we're throwing you on medication. Now, when I was in training, we were taught, still don't call it. Don't call it until you've seen blood pressure high for 2-3 visits in a row. Because it could be white coat hypertension. Now, we've talked about white coat hypertension. You go to the doctor, you see the white coat, your blood pressure spikes. So we were taught, well, then don't treat it. There's a reason for it. Yet I disagree, because if, you know, a white coat is causing your blood pressure to spike into the 150s or the 160s, a G-string could cause it to spike, or a kid running out in front of your car could cause it to spike. And I don't want you having a stroke when you're driving, when you're doing the hibbity-dibbity, or when you're walking into my office. So just because a white coat spikes your blood pressure, I'm sure there's other things that cause your blood pressure to spike. Mother-in-laws, bad dreams, etc. So, but I did like the idea that if somebody came in with a blood pressure of 145 over 90, you waited, you told them to watch their alcohol, watch their salt, diet, exercise, come back in a couple weeks and we'll see what your blood pressure looks like, and go home and check your blood pressure. So I like that idea. But what if you walk in with stage 2 hypertension? And stage 2 hypertension is when your systolic blood pressure is over 160 and your diastolic, your bottom number, is over 100. Okay, well, that makes me nervous. And at that point, I'm going to want to treat. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. No, I'm not. Okay, I usually write you a generic. There's nobody to sleep with in the generic industry, okay? So the generics, because my problem with high blood pressure is, for every day it's high, what is it doing to your heart? What is it doing to your blood vessels? What is it doing to your kidneys? What is it doing to your eyes? You know, many of you ask, what could you do to protect your eyes? Well, one, don't smoke. Now, two, try not to get diabetes. Three, keep your blood pressure good. Okay, cholesterol also. Right, you know, try to avoid chemicals. There, you know, there's a variety of things to do to protect your eyes. But for, you know, long-term care of your eyes, keeping your blood pressure down is a biggie. Same thing with kidneys. Dr. Dahlia, my parents had weak kidneys. What do I do so I don't get weak kidneys? Well, make sure you don't have high blood pressure, and that means every day. Make sure you don't have diabetes. Make sure you don't have high cholesterol. These things cause wear and tear on the body. So no wonder almost a third of you have high blood pressure. That makes sense. Okay, now what I recommend you all do, because I know a lot of you don't want to run to the doctor just because, you know, I'm complaining about high blood pressure. But what I would recommend that you do is go and get a blood pressure cuff at home and check it. If you want, email me your readings. Do it early morning, midday, and at night before you go to bed. All right? Tell me what you're drinking and eating. I'll give you some advice. DrDahlia.com is my website. Don't go away. 1-877-DrDahlia.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. All right. You could call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, but you can also email us at drdahlia.com. We got Shirley from Virginia saying that, my question is, I have sinus allergies, and I'm always coughing, and my throat is scratchy, and it hurts. Could it be from sinus? I have a chronic cough. I am taking Claritin D, probably, 24-hour, which I take daily. It helps at times, but I still have post-nasal drip. I can feel going down my throat. Any advice? Okay, we talk about chronic cough on this show because a lot of you will treat it over-the-counter, and sometimes it could be something a little bit more serious. However, having gone through my bronchitis episode over the last 6 weeks, right, it could be just that. You could be dealing with this bronchial cold type junk that we all got. You know, sometimes you get a spring cold because as allergies set in, your immune system goes down. As your immune system goes down because it's dealing with the allergies, you could very easily get a cold. Or sometimes the allergies cause such inflammation in your sinuses that any bacteria that come in find a nice area to set up shop. Right, because you got a lot of goo and you got a lot of boogers and stuff. So for many of us right now that have this cough and this kind of scratchy throat, there is a cold going around and also allergies. And, you know, the difference to tell between a cold and allergies is allergies, a lot of times, you know, it's very, very clear. Head feels kind of stuffy, watery eyes, nose. You're sneezing a lot, but it's clear. You're sneezing repetitively. You're not really having a fever or body aches, you know. Sore throat as opposed to scratchy throat. Scratchy throat usually with allergies, sore throat, possibly having a cold. Alright, now we also worry about, you know, bacterial, like, you know, strep, etc. But for many of you, it starts out with allergies and it turns into a cold. So if allergy season lasts 3-4 months and your doctor says, look, if this doesn't go away in a week, call me. Well, a week, no. I mean, we're going to have, I mean, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm going to be having allergies till June. All right. But luckily, I know my body, so I know when it's more than just allergies. Also, with allergies, you could take an antihistamine and notice a little bit of relief. All right. A lot of times with these infections, no, the antihistamine actually makes it a little worse. So sometimes that's a way to tell. Claritin D that many of you are taking over the counter is both an antihistamine, but it also has pseudoephedrine. Now, this could be another reason why a third of you guys have high blood pressure. Many of you are popping Sudafed like it's candy, or you're taking these nasal sprays like Afrin to help stop nasal congestion. Now, these things are sympathomimetics where they actually are stimulants, and that could increase your heart rate. It could increase your blood pressure. My problem with Claritin D is when it first came out when I was in college, so we're talking about 20 years ago, I would take it and it would handle my allergies throughout the day. I'd go to bed at night, everything is good, wake up the next morning, boom, can't breathe, full of sneezing, I had to go take another one. And this would happen day after day until I realized in medical school, it's not that the allergies are creeping up on me, it's when the medicine wears off, you get a rebound. And it's not that the medicine is wearing off and it's not working anymore, it's you actually get a rebound hyperemia or this flow of fluid. Okay, whenever you have vasoconstriction or something like speed, you get a letdown. For those of you that did drugs, right, you are on the uppers, and then when the uppers come down, you drop, and you drop hard. That's what these sympathomimetics can do, except not as bad as with drugs. So when you take Claritin D 24 hours, I tell everybody, try not to do that longer than 5-6 days, because you're actually, your body's going to become tolerant to it, such that when you come off of it at night, when you go to sleep, when you wake up the next morning, boom, you're going to be overly stuffed. So a lot of times for allergies, what I recommend is take the Claritin D for the first 5 days, because you're going to be waiting for your other medicine to kick in. And the other medicine would probably be like a nasal steroid, like Nasonex or Flonase, Becanase, so that those take a few days to kind of build up in the sinuses. You could have the Claritin D to give you some relief, but hopefully by day 5, the Nasonex and the nasal sprays have kicked in. Some of you go, oh, hell no, that doesn't work either, or I don't want to stick anything on my nose, give me a big steroid shot. And we've talked about the steroid shot. I get a little nervous if you have high blood pressure, if you have kidney disease, liver disease, that big whopping dose of steroid can actually cause some problems. I'm not a huge fan of the big whopping dose of steroid, but for our young, healthy people, you know, sometimes that works. Now, going back to Shirley here, a hacking cough. Okay, we've talked about blood pressure medications giving you a cough, like benazepril, Zestril. If you are on a blood pressure medication that ends in ill and it's in the ACE inhibitor family, that could also give you this dry cough or this feeling like there's something in your throat and you have to clear your throat. Okay, it could be bronchitis. It could be acid reflux. Right, when you sleep, acid comes up from the stomach, up the esophagus, can get into the throat. So many people with a chronic cough will put them on an antacid for a month to see what happens. Asthma. You could have undiagnosed asthma. Now, let's say you smoke. Let's say you're a smoker. All right. I would probably do a chest x-ray. Okay. I mean, if you're a heavy smoker, some of the recommendations now are to get a CAT scan. All right. Not that all hacking coughs mean cancer, but it's something to look at. So as you can see, it could be infectious, it could be allergies, it could be stomach, it could be a medication that you're taking. So that's something that, you know, should be looked at. But being that it is allergy season, this whole cough thing is going to be driving people crazy. I've never been this hoarse. So for the last month or two, you know, people go, wow, I like the rasp to your voice. I go, don't like it. It's not something I want to have. Now, so speaking of smoking, many of you will have a wake-up cigarette. And this wake-up cigarette gets you up in the morning. Some of us will drink a little coffee. Some of us will drink a little soda. Some of us will dance to music in the shower. Some of us will smack ourselves in the face. But for those of you that use a wake-up cigarette in the morning, they say you are more likely to develop lung and oral cancer than other smokers. Penn State researchers looked at 2,000 adult smokers' data who took part in the U.S. National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey. The participants provided blood samples and information about their smoking behavior. The investigators found that about 32% of the participants smoked their first cigarette of the day within 5 minutes of waking. So you got up and smoked. I'm assuming you peed. I'm assuming you brushed your teeth. You did something. Among the others, 31% smoked within the first half hour, 18% smoked within the first hour, 19% waited after an hour of waking up to smoke. People who took that cigarette immediately, all right, after waking had higher levels of nonal. Now, nonal, N-N-A-L, is a byproduct of, I guess, a tobacco-specific cancer-causing substance, NNK, in their blood. So I guess you could do a blood test to see if you have cancer-causing substances from your tobacco. And they found there were more levels of the nonal stuff in their blood than those who smoked a half hour or more after waking up. This was regardless of how much you smoke. So my guess is somebody who smokes a pack a day but has that morning cigarette is more at risk than somebody who waits an hour after they wake up and smokes a couple packs. This is a fascinating study, and this is a study that I think helps us. You know how a lot of these studies, you're like, really, people, you're wasting my time. This study to me means something, because for those of you that can't get off smoking, if there is an art or a science to when you smoke, all right, maybe, yeah, I mean, maybe that's something we could do while we're trying to figure out how to get you off, all right? Maybe waiting a half hour from waking up to smoke may actually save lives. It still blows my mind how this works. But, you know, maybe you end up absorbing more in the morning. I mean, you know, I wake up very, very hypoglycemic when I wake up in the morning. So I have to go right to getting the juice. And, you know, when I get juice, it hits me pretty fast and it hits me pretty hard. You know, sometimes I get a little dizzy from drinking the juice, but then I'm good. All right. Yet throughout the day, no. You know, things are more homeostatic, copacetic. You know, maybe that's it. Maybe that first cigarette, because you haven't had any smokes and your body hasn't started to acclimate to waking up, maybe ends up being a little bit more concentrated in your system. That would be the only thing that makes sense to me. And then if that's the case, for those of you that smoke but can't quit smoking yet, can you guys wait a half hour to an hour? Is there something you could do that'll busy you up? Or the reason why you're smoking is because that's the only way you get out of bed. Now, keep in mind, you're going to have to figure out another way to get out of bed. But think about it. If the reason why you smoke throughout the day is it's something that energizes you, and you are able to combat and beat that early morning dragness that you get, that you end up taking a drag for, maybe you have a better chance of quitting smoking later. Maybe people who don't smoke first thing in the morning, even though they may smoke many more cigarettes, maybe they just don't crave it as much. I don't know. So there's something to this early morning thing. And why I'm so fascinated is I think a lot of things happen early morning. There's something to the between the sleep and the waking up and where your body is in that state. It's fascinating to me. But this was a good study. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about James Holmes and what they found. And is Obama a racist? 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H.com. Or call 702 702- 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So when they went into James Holmes' house, now James Holmes is the alleged shooter in Aurora, Colorado, dressed up as the Joker. All right, shot multiple people, killed multiple people as well during the Dark Knight premiere. Crazy son of a... when they went into his house, they found a few things, and these have finally been disclosed today. Found 50 cans and bottles of beer, 50 cans, bottles of beer on the wall, and liquor, some Bacardi 151 rum, Jim Beam black bourbon. You know, you always wonder, okay, you know, all right, when you're working that hard and you walk into a house and you see some, you know, Jim Beam or some Bacardi, do you think any of them take a swig and they go, all right, guys, look what I found over here. Right? Do you ever wonder, right? Or what if somebody had some chocolate-covered Peeps? I was not able to find any chocolate-covered Peeps this Easter. All right, true, I didn't really go Easter candy shopping like I should have. And I also heard that there were some Rocky Road-type eggs, chocolate eggs. You know, do you ever go into anybody's house, right, when you're scoping them out and investigating if you do something, you know, would you eat it? You never know. Anyway, so they found a lot of alcohol. They found some personal items. They found some textbooks related to his studies at the University of Colorado. Apparently, he was hoping to, you know, be in the neuroscience department. There were some video games. Okay, many people were asking what video games did James Holmes play. Everybody was really concerned about video games that Adam Lanza played. And he was responsible for the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting. They found Skyrim and Elder Scrolls and Oblivion and StarCraft. Now, see, my kids play World of Warcraft and a couple other things. I don't know. It's over my head what they play. So, anyway, he was into Skyrim, Elder Scrolls, Oblivion, and StarCraft. Now, some of you, you know, I've heard it, not at some of you, but I've heard in the media, we need to know what video games he was playing. It has to do with the violent video games. See, I can't stand that. Because if, you know, he was playing, I mean, what if he had a Facebook account? I thought he did have Facebook. What if he was playing Farmville on Facebook? Does that mean all of you? Oh, see, I don't play Farmville. What do I play? You know what I play? I play Spider Solitaire, especially when I'm in the bathroom because it helps you poop. So I don't know if that's a good example. But, I mean, if he played a game that you played, I mean, what does that really mean? Okay? You know, psychos out there could still like the same thing normal folk like. You know, oh, my gosh, we found a grilled cheese sandwich. James Holmes ate grilled cheese. Well, no, that doesn't mean that if you like grilled cheese, you're going to shoot up a movie theater, too. So it's going to be interesting to see what the media does with this video game find, or, you know, release of information on what he played. I'm a little bit more interested in the medicines that they found. Now, from what we understand, he had tons of prescription bottles. Now, they aren't telling us the brands, but they are telling us that there were antidepressants and anti-anxiety medicines. They aren't revealing which. I'm very interested to know because I want to know, was he a schizophrenic? And was he being treated for schizophrenia? And then did he stop taking his medication? Was he bipolar? Did he have just some basic anxiety, panic attacks, like many people have? And did he stop taking his medicines? Prescription bottles, to me, you could do a lot of forensics on. If it was a prescription bottle dated September of 2011, and there were still 25 pills of a 30-pill bottle, then he wasn't taking the medicine, you see? So, and when we talk about mental illness, and when we talk about medications, one of you had called in saying, you know, it's because many people, they, you know, they're on these medications, and we see, you know, in the military, people on medications or could be more at risk for mental illness, and some people can't get into the military. One of you had called in describing you weren't a part of the military. You were commenting on what you saw with your military friends. I don't really know what prevents you from going into the military. I don't think an antidepressant does. I have to look that up. But the question is does the medicine make you lose it and go berserk? Or does the medicine keep you calm and low-keyed and, you know, in cue? And if you miss a dose, do you go berserk? All right, there's one medication I don't like to prescribe. It's called Effexor. And it helps many of my patients. But more and more I'm hearing my ladies go, if I miss a dose, or my men, if I miss a dose, I am not me. Now, the medication works very well, but it also looks like, you know, you really need to be on that every day. And so I don't like a medication where if you miss one day, you're feeling it that drastically. Now, again, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to, you know, hurt Effexor sales. Effexor does very well for depression and anxiety. It works. It also helps women with hot flashes. Effexor has been known to be very effective. But the one criticism my patients have with the medication that is concerning to me is missing one pill can sometimes throw them into a tizzy. And if that's the case, that's not the right medicine. Okay, if you're going to be on a medication, I want you on something where, well, if you miss a dose, no big thing. All right, it's built up in your system. You have a little bit of bumper room. All right, but what if somebody goes on vacation, you know, decides to go on a cruise to Mexico? Forgets to bring their Zoloft after 7 days of not being on Zoloft then. All right? But I'm not hearing from my patients that they drastically go into a mood swing It's just they could tell they're not on their medicine. So, you know, I mean, unfortunately, we doctors, we can't try these medicines. Okay? I mean, I think it would be really helpful for those of us to try these medicines. Now, you know, me, I can answer a lot of questions on birth control because I've been on birth control. Okay? I had one Demerol shot when I was in labor with my first pregnancy. So I understand what a Demerol buzz is. But then I've never had Demerol ever since because I haven't needed it. You know, but when I was in labor and they gave you that first Demerol because you weren't ready for an epidural, wow. And I was kind of grateful for that experience, not because of the buzz, but because I had no idea why anybody would be into narcotics. I'm like, are you kidding me? These don't give you a buzz. What are you doing, snorting them? Well, yeah, some people do snort them, which is why OxyContin now has had to come up with a formulation where you can't crush and snort. But having been able to experience that, now I understand why, you know, nurses have been caught stealing people's drugs, because that IV dose, wow, I mean, it is psychedelic. Still scares the hell out of me. So, you know, we doctors, the moral to that is, and for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, we doctors sometimes have no idea how you feel on these medicines. You tell us, wow, I feel great, or wow, I feel like I missed a dose, I need it. But we have no idea. And, you know, in medical school we can't, because just because one person feels one way doesn't mean your next co-student will feel that also. So many of us don't know, we have no idea. And I don't, you know, how do you feel confident prescribing a medication when, you know, you don't want to try it on yourself and you can't? And again, if you're going to try it on yourself, are you going to do it right? Are you going to do it for 3 months? What if you don't need to take it? I mean, it's ridiculous for you to take a medicine just to see what it does to your patients, just so you could relate. But we have to be honest about the subject that, you know, we are giving you medicines that we have never tried ourselves, and we have no idea what it would make you personally feel. We understand by the literature, we understand by patients' accounts, but we have no idea. And my fear is if I was able to try one of these medicines and feel the withdrawal symptoms, my fear is it would scare the hell out of me that I wouldn't even want to prescribe it. Now, many of you take the medications for very valid reasons. You can't sleep. You're prone to ulcers. You're prone to migraines. You have anxiety issues. Your serotonin has dropped. And you deserve to take those medications. As long as you take them right, right? Your doctor's watching you. I think that's fine. But when they reveal with James Holmes what medications he's on, expect a storm coming to the psychiatric and family medicine profession and internal medicine, etc. Because somebody is going to claim we're not prescribing these medications correctly. And that's going to be some scary stuff. Don't go away. More news. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time, as well as 10 a.m. on Saturday Pacific time. We know XM plays us at, I believe, 5 a.m. on Eastern, noon Eastern time. So for those of you that listen on XM at 5 a.m., thank you guys. Sorry we're not live at that time. But still, you can still call in and we will play your question on the next live show. Just let us know when you listen because I want to make sure you get your answer. All right? And we will play it on the next live show. For those of you over the weekend that go, ooh, damn, I got something I want to ask her. Great. Call in. Our answer lines always have the ability to record your question. Now, if you're cursing, If it's something where we have low quality of the sound, we can't play it. But for the most part, we play all your calls. Of course, you could all you can call us at 1-877-DocDali, 1-877-DOCDALI. You could also email us at drdahlia.com on my website. If you have a question, you could email us. I'll either discuss it on air or I will email you back personally. It's usually me. I don't make Don, who's working the dials, do the emails. I don't want to make him do that, even though I know he could give some damn good advice. The advice is usually coming from me. Just like with Twitter and Facebook. People go, you know, who posts your Twitter and Facebook? I do. You know, I wouldn't trust somebody, you know, because when you hire somebody else to do that, it's kind of generic and, you know, it's not personal. So any news stories or anything, that's me. Okay? You know, maybe one day I'll get too big where I do need an assistant, but I'm just too much of a workaholic. I'm not a control freak. I'm just a workaholic and I just like to do things myself. Now, when you guys do go to my website, please sign into the guest book because I'd like to see who's listening and where you guys are listening from. Always helps us know and helps us know which markets we need to target even more. So 1-877-DocDali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, you know, some of you do brisk walking and some of you jog. And many of you who jog say, I have to jog because any other activity isn't good enough. Well, apparently a study after 6 years of following a large pool of runners and walkers found that actually they kind of equaled, all right, whether you walk or run, pretty good effects. Now, what did it equal and succeed in doing? Well, they found that your risk of developing high blood pressure would, you know, drop by 4.2%, high cholesterol, 4.3%, diabetes, 12.1%. Very similar for both, 12.1 versus 12.3. They found pretty similar results. Now, I used to run, and I pretty much ruined my knees and hips and lower back by doing that. So I've had to take things down a couple notches. And, you know, it concerns me because I was really skinny when I was running. You know, and then you stop running, you pack on some pounds because you can't do the same type of activity. But maybe we need to start out with that brisk walking. Now, I know a lot of you guys make fun of brisk walkers. You think they look funny. And they do. Honestly, I see you guys doing the brisk walking. You do look funny. It does look funny. But you see, for those of us, though, that do exercise, all right, we don't give you guys a bunch of crap. Okay, we true athletes, we true exerciser, the ones who take care of our body, we don't give you crap. So it's the other people who, you know, have their heads up their sigmoid. You know, just like with the gym, I used to be very intimidated going to a gym because I thought a lot of the people there were using it as a meat market. You know, and so I like going to the gyms where everybody there has a purpose. It's for them to lose weight. They really don't care what you look like. They don't care what your weight looks like. And I think that's, you know, that's admirable. I used to just wear a Bart Simpson t-shirt and some shorts. I looked like a dork, but it didn't matter because I went to the type of gym where it really wasn't a meat market. So for those of you that are concerned about heart disease, etc., a lot of times I'll tell you walk before you have your cardiac workup. Okay, every now and then when a marathon runner drops dead, I get kind of nervous that maybe sometimes the running is just too much for that particular person's heart. Some of you go, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I've been running for years. My heart can handle it. Well, these marathon runners that drop dead, most of them have been running for years, too. All right? So sometimes the heart just gives up. And what I like about the cardiac workups is your cardiologist will have you run in front of them, right, while you're hooked up to, electrodes. And, yeah, I wore my Bart Simpson t-shirt. While you're hooked up to electrodes and see if your heart can handle it. And if it looks like your heart's not liking it, all right, then, they could tell you. But in the meantime, I urge all of you to at least walk. Okay, many of you guys are walking anyway. All right, walking is a pretty good exercise and fairly safe. In terms of brisk walking, you know, I don't know what speed to tell y'all to do. Brisk walking is nice because it gets your heart rate up. But, you know, this idea that we have to get you to your maximum heart rate, right? You know, some of you up to the 170s, some of you up to the 180s, that may just be too damn much for your heart. You know, the other thing, too, is a lot of you don't like running because it does hurt your knees. It does hurt your hips. But many of you can walk. Maybe that's what we need to start doing. Rather than telling you to go cardio and, heavily aerobic exercise, why don't we tell you to walk and walk kind of quickly? Walk to music that you like and none of the slow Perry Como stuff. I mean, you know, some rock type music. And I think a great place to start is with children. I complain about this all the time where, you know, in PE, kids are taught badminton and they're taught football, and that's cool. All right. I really miss, you know, playing football in PE. I love that. But they don't teach you how to exercise after school. All right. They don't teach you how to exercise once you get done with school. So many of you, you finish, you know, freshman year high school, sophomore year high school, and then you don't exercise again. Well, why aren't they teaching you all how to lift weights, how to do Pilates, how to do brisk walking? All right. Why isn't PE or health and fitness? All right, guys, today we're, you know, doing our workout. All right. Every day you got to do some sort of workout. Today we're going to walk. All right. Let's bring some music. All right. You know, we'll take a vote. Who wants this music? Who wants the other? Let's do it. Let's walk. Okay. Make it fun. Teach people how to do it. All right. You know, so they are fun. Now, you know, apparently a woman had been raped. You know, she had done an early morning jog right before the sun was rising. And that does scare a lot of people. It does scare a lot of people where a lot of runners do get attacked, okay? And you hear stories all the time. Every week in the news, I hear somebody who was sexually assaulted because they were tackled while they were on their run. And, of course, when you're on your run, you're exhausted. Your muscles are kind of weak. You have more difficult time fighting back. You know, I always recommend if you are doing your exercise, you know, do it when there are other people around. Do it when you have running buddy. Do it when you, you know, make sure you can have a weapon on. I mean, when I used to run, yeah, the best time to work out was early morning, right, or sundown. And I know it wasn't the safest, but I had my little, you know, my little, not tear gas. Is that what it is, a little tear gas? You know, I had that with me, you know, or I would have just a little weapon, a little something that I could use if I had to. Because I was always concerned about that because I would run alone. My other patient, my other friends were too lazy. But, you know, if you think you don't live in a safe enough place to walk or jog or whatever, then do it in your house, okay? I mean, I remember the old Jane Fonda tapes. You could run in place. You could run or walk back and forth in a room. Just try it. If you got a room, move all the tables and chairs out of the way and walk back and forth, even if it's 10 steps. Walk back and forth and do that every commercial while you're watching TV. I know a lot of you watch American Idol, right? Or Glee or, I don't know, Deadliest Catch is coming. Deadliest Catch has commercials. So every commercial, you got to get up and you got to walk back and forth. Or you got to get one of those little steppers. Step up, step down, step up, step down. Do that every commercial. Sit down, watch your show, relax, have a commercial, back up again. No, I don't want you TiVoing and fast-forwarding through commercials. So there's a lot of things you could do in the safety of your own home, and I would recommend that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, Rutgers president, okay, of Rutgers University is now under pressure to leave. He was, he is the president of the university in which we had Coach Rice, who was berating students, throwing basketballs at their heads, violating basic university rules. From what we understand, there is increased pressure for the president to step down. We're going to be talking about a little bit more of this in the next hour, as well as liability. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down in a little white church. Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.d.o.t.x.com. Redress equals solution.